My name is Yasmin Basson, Dray Goldings, Monthly Accounting and Tax, and it's a great privilege. I've been asked by Corinne DeWitt from Radio KCNPAL just to ponder on a few financial ideas to potentially create financial wealth for yourself in 2026. So I've jotted a few items down, something I've picked up in my last 2 decades of as a practicing tax accountant and also as an entrepreneur. And I came across a lot of ideas that really work, and then obviously also a lot that really does not work. So here is my list on a few things to ponder on going into 2026. Very first thing that I would suggest any person do before you look at investments or savings account, go make a proper list of your current debt. What is the smallest amount of debt with the highest interest rate? And then you make that list according to that principles or requirements. And then you start taking that smallest debt with the highest interest rate and start plowing some extra income, extra funds into that specific debt until you get to the point that you settle that debt. Then you start going to the next one and you use the debt that the amounts that you already paid to that debt. You take that additional income that you additionally used for that debt and you plow it back into the second debt. Once you've done that, it just becomes a snowball and you keep on doing the same recipe until the point that you don't have any debt. So once you've done that bad debt exercise, you want to look at places to save or invest your funds. Probably the best place to start would be a tax-free savings account, as you don't pay any tax on that proceeds of interest, dividends, capital gains tax, and it's something that you over a lifetime period can contribute 500,000 of capital towards, and you don't earn, or you don't pay any tax on those amounts. Number three, and probably a very important point regarding building wealth, most people never create wealth because as their income increases, they upgrade their lifestyle. So what does it mean for me and mean for you is we need to create our budget and we need to stick to that budget. And when we get an increase from our employer or from our own businesses, when we have start creating additional income streams, those additional income streams must never form part of your budget. So as those start evolving, put that money into savings, investments, or in your bond, and never make that part of your monthly budget. The snowball effect on that just becomes enormous. Idea number four, specifically business owners, if you have a business account, if you have a business, never ever use your business debit card for personal use. Most people that go into a liquidation for a company is because the owner of that business used the business card for personal use. You will never be able to budget in your personal capacity or your business when you use your business card for personal transactions. Keep it separately. Create a budget for your business, create a budget for your personal capacity, and then start paying yourself a salary. Put yourself on the payroll. In the beginning, it might be difficult. So start with a weekly payroll, then fortnightly, and eventually when you can put yourself then on a monthly salary, and then you stick to that salary. Doesn't mean that you can't take any more funds from the business, but make it in a more structured way where you distribute dividends or profit share in specific timelines in the year. But never ever use that card to swipe for personal use. The first few ideas was really financial tactics, principles that I believe you need to follow. And the next few ideas would be really to put yourself into a next category, change your mindset, and really start building wealth for yourself. First idea is probably one of my favorites, to become a purple cow. One of the best books I've ever read, very small little book, get it today, order it today for yourself. It's The Purple Cow from Seth Godin. And it's all about the idea, I'm living in Wellington, and if I drive along the farm roads, I might see a few cows, In the beginning, it's interesting, but once I get to the third farm with brown cows, I almost don't see it anymore. But on the next farm, all of a sudden, there's a purple cow standing across the farm, and I stop, I jump out, I take a picture, because it's just, whoever saw a purple cow? And that's exactly the mindset that you want to have, whether you're working for yourself or for somebody. If you will be vanilla and act vanilla, you will never stand out from the crowd. So if you want to start creating wealth, a higher income maybe as an employee, you need to think about ways of how to become remarkable, how to be different, that that people will notice you. Not always easy, but that's something, a mindset that you need to install into yourself on a daily basis of, how can I be different? I don't want to be vanilla. I want to be something that's remarkable and stand out. The second idea that's about mindset, that's very close to the purple cow, is never see a problem as a problem. Always see a problem as an opportunity. 95% of people will come across a problem and just see the problem. They're overwhelmed about the problem, and that's all they see. 5% of the people say, hold on, I see that problem, but I always also see the opportunity to overcome that problem. And once you get that, specifically in finances or in business, once you are able on a continuous basis to look for the problems and the solutions of those problems, you can start creating wealth from that. Last but not least, probably one of my favorite subjects, abundance. We've all been born into abundance, but over time, people installed limiting beliefs into us. We allowed that. We allowed scarcity mindset to flow in and infiltrate into our subconscious. And it's because of various reasons, but that's something that we can take back that power and start believing that I am abundance. How can I start doing that? I can wake up today and go out the door and say, I'm going to be the kindest person I know. I'm going to be kind to everybody. I'm not going to be a walkover, but I'm going to be the kindest person I know. I'm going to be friendly with the cashiers. Maybe they have a bad day and they might not be so friendly, but my friendly face can change their day. I can go out to a restaurant and give a massive, enormous tip to that waiter that really stands on their feet every single day and bless them with a massive tip, which they work hard for. I can go into the marketplace and create enormous amounts of value. How can I be not just an accountant? How can I create massive value over and above just putting in figures into a computer? Think of ways that you can become massively generous in all kinds of aspects of your life. Don't negotiate with people for price. Pay people. Even if it's your friend, even then, more important, if it's your friend, go pay him his full amount that he wants for his services. Even it might be more than you would pay in store or pay online. Pay on Timo. Go support your friend. Everything that you put out in the world as an energy of abundance, you will get multiple ways back into your life. So I know it sounds counterproductive, but go live your abundance, go give that energy into the world, and you will see amazing results from that. Thank you for your time. Thank you for listening. And I really hope this will help you going into 2026, and you will start building enormous financial wealth for yourself. And always remember, please remember, wealth in the sense of finances is only one form of wealth. There's so many beautiful other forms of wealth.